The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
Welcome to Startup Spokane, where hosts Steve Traben, Ryan Arnold, and Megan Garrett explore the excitement and momentum growing throughout Spokane's expanding startup community.
Hello, and welcome to Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online, your podcast home for everything startup and entrepreneurship related in the Spokane region. I'm your host, Megan Garrett, alongside co-host Steve Traben. And as you know, we are Startup Spokane, the entrepreneurial arm of Greater Spokane Incorporated. And on our broadcast, we like to provide you with our region's story of entrepreneurship and educate you about the resources that exist to connect you to everything you need to be successful as you start and launch and grow a business here in our region. We want to help you plug into the things you need to help your business be successful. At Startup Spokane, we are building an ecosystem that's attractive not only to you here locally growing those businesses, but also to people who are looking for the next place to start their business or grow their business and are entertaining our region as the place to do that.
What a nice intro, Megan.
Thank you,
Steve. And today we're continuing our four-part series on innovation, and this is our third episode. And today we're talking about innovating new products for a market that already exists. And we're joined by Dr. James Tucker and Jake Bauman of Myofascial Release Tools. So welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And maybe if you guys could each just take a couple of minutes and give our audience a little backgrounder on who you are, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, my name is Dr. Bo Tucker, and I've been in practice for about 20 years here in Spokane. Moved in 1997 with my family. And since I've been in practice, private practice, I've been working with myofascial conditions. And Jake and I got together a couple years ago, and he conceptualized the idea of the MyoBoard. And so we started working on it together, and now we've gotten it ready for market, and we're selling it.
Great. And James?
Yeah, my name is Jake Bauman, and I'm a corrective exercise specialist and a certified personal trainer, and I've been doing that here in the area for about 18 years. I worked in a lot of the clubs, worked on my own for a while, and about 2 years ago went into business with Dr. Bo Tucker, next door to him, doing corrective exercise and rehabilitation type work. And like Bo said, we work on a lot of myofascial conditions, people that have a lot of these problems that stem from stiffness or achiness or just improper mechanics, poor posture, bad balance, things like that. So we've been working together and coming up with some innovative new ideas to help people get better faster.
So let's start off, guys, before we jump right off into it. As Steve mentioned, you know, we are finishing out our year here, 2016, with this series on innovation. And today we're going to get to innovating a new product in an existing or saturated market. And you guys, I think, have done a really amazing job of doing that. But first, I think it's important, because we're using some words today that people might be unfamiliar with, let's do a little bit of ground leveling. Let's talk a little bit about what myofascial is, what myofascia is, and just kind of help people understand maybe a little bit more about what your industry is before we start talking about how you guys came in and disrupted it. So either one of you.
Myo means muscle in Latin, and fascia means band or bandage. So literally myofascia is actually what wraps all of your muscles and attaches it to the tendons, ligaments, and the other bones in your body. So also it holds your organs in place. So myofascia is really the glue that keeps us with our posture and how our appearance is.
You didn't see, but Steve and I just sat up straighter when he said that.
I was just thinking about my posture right then. Man, my back hurts.
So we're going to get a little treatment from Dr. James Bo Tucker here in a minute when we're done. So you guys have this, you know, Bo, you're a chiropractor and you have Chiropractic Wellness Center out in the Valley, and you've got that practice going. And Jake, you're doing clinical exercise out there with him, and you guys are you're working in these practices. And so tell us how your innovation came about. I know you're doing that practice and you're helping patients and you're starting to see what in the market that tells you we need a better mousetrap. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that journey.
Well, I think I originally, you know, in coming up with the original design or idea of the Myo board was about 4 or 5 years ago. And for me, when I went through my corrective exercise training years ago, I was working with some of the first people that ever used the foam rollers. And so we were the first ones who were really educated it, taught how to use it. We had them. The clubs didn't usually, you couldn't really buy them anywhere. And over the years, of course, now they're mainstream. You can get them anywhere. But I think what we found or what I found specifically back at that time was the inability of the foam roll to be able to achieve the desired result as deep as I needed to get to help people really get at the root of that problem. And then when Dr. Bo Tucker and I got together, he had a lot of experience to bring to the table there. A lot of his patients were dealing with similar problems. And so with Dr. Tucker, we went through about 6 or 7 different prototypes until we got the one that really is the one that we're bringing to market.
I think it'd be interesting for you to kind of take us through what some of those prototypes looked like and some of the pivots or evolution of them.
I'm sure
that's interesting.
So the Myo Man was the first one. It actually had a head and shoulders on it from the neck down. And so it just had different points where you would put the balls where the trigger points or the muscle tension and tightness usually is on a person.
So like the silhouette of a body?
Yeah. So a person would actually know where to place them. That was the idea behind that set. And then the next step we took was we made a big V. And so we cut the board in half. And so we just put the balls at certain distances that were in accordance with about 1/4 inch. So that had a lot of coverage you could use on the body.
And so you might want to describe for our audience that can't see what I'm looking at in front of me, about this board and these divots in the board that I guess these round ball-like devices are in. So talk through that a little bit just so our listeners can get a better visual.
If we're looking at the original idea of the foam roller, which most of you are probably at least familiar with or have seen, the newer concept of myofascial work really has to do with like lacrosse balls, softballs, tennis balls. People are putting a couple balls in a bag or a sock and using them to roll on the floor or up against a wall. So our concept is similar in design. It's just much more specific. And so we've got two individual balls that are placed in different locations on this board that we've created that allows us to get exact symmetry on both sides of the body at the same time. So because it's a board-like system, you can put it on a recliner, you can put it on a couch, you can put it on a bed, you can put it on the floor, and by moving the balls around on the device, you can get specific distances so you can create very targeted release of the trigger points or the myofascial.
Great. And so it started with a board, and now what we're seeing, and we'll make sure we have a picture posted of this, of the Myo board where we post our podcast in the next couple of days, but it looks like you've moved away from a wooden board to an injection mold kind of.
Yeah, so we worked with H&H Molds here in Spokane, and so they're produced there locally, and Jeff Hogan has helped us a lot to put it together, so we took the concept to him. He helped us design and engineer so we could do an injection mold process with it. So we went from the wood to the injection mold process, and we've been very happy with it because the ball still spins like it needs to provide the release that we're looking for. But it's very lightweight now. It has a handle, and it'll fit in any backpack or any gym bag. And
basically, this board that is about a foot by a foot gets moved around different portions of the body just depending on what the patient is trying to.
Yeah, so if you're trying to work on your lower back, you would just put it down underneath your hips, and you could do it on the floor, and as Jake mentioned, you could put it on a couch or on your bed, because the hard surface of the board allows for the pressure that you need to release the tension that you're dealing with.
So a series of feedback that you were getting from patients and clients that sort of evolved, was part of the evolution of the design, or how did you get to where you are?
Yeah, no, as far as the clients go, not quite as much, because Bo and I were specifically using it with our patients at the time, so we were able to gain some feedback from that. But the bigger thing was the original size of the board and the weight of the board just made it difficult for most people to move. You couldn't really ship it. Obviously, making them by hand out of wood took a lot longer time. So getting them smaller and lighter and more transportable was a key factor to get where we wanted to be. Mm-hmm.
And so we talked a little bit about, Jake, you mentioned that the foam roller just wasn't able to do what you needed for healing for your patients. And I know, Bo, that's something that you've mentioned as well, that there were just a lot of gaps and a lot of products that didn't meet the needs of the market, which is what we see in disruptive innovation, right? When people come in and create a product for an existing market that kind of turns it on its head. So talk a little bit more, because I think your iterative process of moving from the silhouette, you know, the Mayo Man, to what we have now kind of speaks to some of those issues. So talk a little bit for us about what else you saw that was a gap that you identified in the market to help you through this innovation process in creating this new product.
Sure. One of the things that we found is that we use a certain type of ball specifically for its hardness and its size. So that's really important when you're trying to remove a trigger point. And so the big gap there was is that someone could use a foam roller and get a lot of relief in the first couple of weeks, but if they use it regularly, then they lose the benefit because they need to continue to go deeper to release some of the deeper tension points in a muscle to get a full release. And so the board helps us to do that. As we saw that, we also noticed that because of how hard it was, patients were complaining about its hardness, so we actually added a towel to it now, or you can use a pillow or a comforter. And so it's versatile, so someone with fibromyalgia can actually do work on the board or any other type of inflammatory disease, and it helps them as well. And so it also allows an athlete, an elite athlete, be able to get in and go as deep as they need to. So there's different ways to increase the intensity of the work that's being done, and also ways to decrease it depending on what the patient's needs are. And as it changes, it's versatile enough to be able to make those changes.
So that versatility and that difference in the customer type and in the way that you use the board, I think, is another thing that's really innovative about it. And that is something we are going to talk about in just a minute when we come back from our break. We're going to take a quick break here on Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online, but we will be back with Bo and Jake in just a moment.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
Snoring can disrupt marriages and cause serious health problems. Call Sleep Better Northwest first, the experts in dental sleep medicine. Their medically approved, custom-fit oral appliances will have both you and your partner sleeping better and being more productive throughout your day. Don't wait. Snoring and sleep apnea can signal potential strokes or heart attacks. For more information, visit needbettersleepnow.com and download our health guide today. Sleep Better Northwest, the experts in dental sleep medicine.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
Welcome back to Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online, where we are today talking to Dr. Bo Tucker and Jake Bauman about their new innovative product, the Mayo Board. So when we left off at the break, we were talking about the versatility of the board and how that was kind of a crucial component in this innovation that you guys had coming into this market that already existed. So a lot of companies already had products for elite athletes who had myofascial issues, whether they were marathoners or Ironman competitors, that type of thing. They already had a product that was maybe useful for their purposes, but this is different than that. So talk to us a little bit about how the Mayo Board is different than that, and maybe who your market is, and sure, and how it's more versatile than those products.
Okay. So the one thing that we noticed in the marketplace with the frustration of what was available is that the balls themselves, because they're of the size, they can get to a specific point. And so as someone who's really trying to get some deep work done, the foam roller couldn't do that. But also the foam roller clumps your clothing as you try and roll back and forth on it. Because the balls spin in place and because they don't move at all, it allows you to get specifically on one spot and be able to manage that location until the release takes place. Whereas with the ball that slips and you know, slides out from underneath you, it's very difficult to get that same benefit. The other thing that's important is that it's bilateral in nature. So you can actually work on both sides of the body at the same time. So if you're only working on one side, then the other side is not being worked or managed in a symmetrical manner, and that has a change in the outcome.
And so, and that's something you guys noticed as practitioners is, and that's, I think, one of your innovative thoughts behind this product, right, is a lot of people would be kind of almost throwing their bodies out of whack, for, you know, my super medical term there, to work on one part of the body to fix it. The other part wasn't symmetrically balanced or symmetrically being treated. And so one of the innovative things you did was create a product where they could do that.
Yes.
And the
patients are totally relaxed when they're on the board, and they let the force of gravity do the work for them, so they don't have to hold themselves up. Like if you're holding yourself in a plank on your side to hold up on a foam roller, it would really cause a lot of shoulder problems in patients who didn't have a shoulder problem before.
So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about how you're marketing and selling this product and what kind of training comes with it. Because I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, I could start rolling around on that, but based on what you're saying, it sounds like I might need a little bit of some consultation or advice.
Sure.
Along with that. So
yeah.
Maybe talk about...
Right now, most of what we're doing is educating and training people that come into our office on the use of it. We're starting to work on some outside marketing avenues. We are on Amazon, so we are selling some units on Amazon. The units do come with instructional materials that come with the board itself, and we also have a YouTube channel where we do a lot of online training opportunities. So there's descriptions of how to do each muscle group, how to use it. We actually demonstrate that online. And at this point, we're, in order to help people in our local area to understand it better, we're offering myofascial classes, or an actual seminar where about once a month, once every 3 to 4 weeks, we're offering a class where anybody who's either purchased a board or is interested in buying a board can come in, and we educate them, we teach them about myofascial, what they need to focus on and work on, and then we teach them how to use the board there.
Okay, and then are you also working with other practitioners to try to get this into their offices where they can be selling it to their clients?
Yeah, so we've made, Rockwood Clinic has a few in theirs at this point. We've worked with other chiropractors in the area as well. And so, yes, we are getting out to other practitioners. It would be great for massage therapists or even occupational therapists to use
right.
as well in their offices.
Yeah, I was just thinking about kind of that whole physical therapy world.
Yep.
How would people that are listening to this today, how would they, if they were interested in learning more about this product or even potentially purchasing it, how would they find it or find you guys?
So Amazon.com, if you put MyoBoard in, MyoBoard, if you go to our website, which is MyoReleaseTools.com, that has our gallery of instructional videos. There's 10 instructional videos, as well as a lot of other introductory type short description of what myofascia is and what its problems are and how we can fix those. As far as other things that we've got going on, we're also working with plans to work with maybe some reps as the next step that we're going to be taking. Independent representatives, we've had some discussion with two of them already. And so our plans are to get it more out into the marketplace.
Yeah, I was
going to say,
and that's where you start going from kind of a local, regional to a national sort of play with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
And so the innovation, though, for you guys, because I love that when you look at Myo Release Tools, which is your, you know, your big parent company over the Myo board, when you look at that, the innovation doesn't stop with the Myo board. You guys are actually building a really innovative company looking at a lot of the problems that exist in this market and in this, you know, industry. So talk to us a little bit about how you guys are continuing to innovate and what you're continuing to do to kind of further disrupt this market.
So the next product that we are planning to release is called the MyoRegulator. It's being called the regulator because it actually takes tight muscles and relaxes them, and it takes muscles that are too weak and not performing their job to strengthen and actually activate them. So the MyoRegulator is a tool that has it reciprocates at about 300 cycles per minute, so it's very fast acting. And so when it stimulates the muscles, it actually causes them to relax. It also releases a lot of pain. And so a lot of patients with frozen shoulders, adhesive capsulitis issues, plantar fasciitis, other calf issues, hip flexors that are just tight. If they've got a pain in their lower back, that's another area that really responds well. And so that tool, we've created a lot of versatility with it. In fact, we're doing some more research and development on it and how to work on sinusitis problems, TMJ, and having some really good success with that in our office at this time. Mm-hmm.
So do you have a designer that's helping you invent this, like the regulator tool? I mean, because it sounds like it's got moving parts. It may be electric or battery operated or,
So
I'm just curious. I mean, you guys are the practitioners and you're seeing the need. How are you actually inventing the product?
Yeah. So it's a vibrating percussor is what it is. So it's kind of like a, if you want to use a jigsaw type of machine. And so what it does is it reciprocates back and forth very quickly. And so when the muscles are tapped with that, so to speak, and as you work with it, it releases the tension that resides in the muscles. Right. So it actually works very quickly. So someone who goes in for a deep tissue massage, it doesn't replace massage, but it will speed up that process. What you can do in about 5 minutes with that machine, a half an hour massage would be about what it would take to get the same result.
So, yeah, to answer your question more specifically, we are working with local professionals in the area to help us develop these tools. So we have mechanical engineers on staff. We have guys that can actually take us through the manufacturing process, some of the tooling processes, building the molds, working on the machines. We gotta test them. Once we make a modification, go back and be able to use those with our patients and see how they work, and then come back or go back to them, have the mechanical engineering modified if need be, or go back to the manufacturers and have them work on it. So we're using a lot of different people in the local.
That's really what I was kind of getting at. Yeah. And one other question, just because I mean, this is a product and it's. Their products, they're unique. Have you protected these? I mean, do you have any kind of intellectual property rights on what you've developed?
Absolutely. We're working closely with our attorneys in that area too. We're in patent pending status on three or four different things right now currently. That whole process is one that continually requires development too, because as you make changes, then you got to in turn protect those as well. So yes, we got patent pending on three different areas already.
Mm-hmm. So guys, we're getting close to the end of the to the broadcast, but one of the things that we're asking all of the guests who've come to be a part of this innovation series is what specifically about our region makes it possible for you to be innovative in this way, the way that you've been? So what is it about Spokane, and I'd like both of you to answer, what is it about Spokane that's made it possible for you to be an innovative company the way that you've been, to create the Mile Board and to start the R&D and the production process on the regulator and to do these types of things?
Not just to make this a testimonial for Startup Spokane, but I think for us that really has been a big factor. Being able to reach out and get assistance from different professionals in the community and being able to have you guys be able to connect us to other people that can kind of help us fill those gaps. Because as you mentioned, Dr. Tucker and I are both practitioners, so being able to take an idea and a new product and a new invention and actually go beyond our walls with it has taken the help and support of many different people. So having a community that's open to those of us that are designing new things and then coming alongside and helping us develop it is a big reason why we're able to do that.
Yeah, and I think that we've gone to some mentor activities actually and gotten some really good help on very specific questions and concerns that we had with maybe pricing, inventory issues, design issues, and actually it's been really, really helpful for us to see and talk to someone actually has been through what we're trying to go through. That makes a huge difference when you're trying to run a business, because when you see somebody's already accomplished their goal and then they tell you how to do it, it makes a lot of sense from that perspective.
Wow, well, gentlemen, this has been fascinating, and what a great example of two individuals who are practitioners in the myofascial space and being innovative and coming up with tools that actually help your patients and help your trade and help other practitioners all across our region and beyond. And so I just want to thank Dr. Tucker and Jake Bowman both for joining us today as we wrap up our third in our series of four podcasts on innovation. Mm-hmm. And as always, we encourage our listeners to stay tuned with our future pod and broadcasts, and hope you'll join us next time on Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online.
Startup Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great and profitable day.
The economy is getting stronger. Banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.